There are 359 people who don't have a bed in hospitals around the country today. The figures are provided by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. The highest number, 29, are in Cork University Hospital, followed by 27 in Mullingar and 25 in Our Lady of Lourdes in Drogheda. We can talk now to Dr. Fergal Hickey, consultant in emergency medicine at Sligo University Hospital and communications officer with the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine. Dr. Hickey, thanks for taking our call. People might ask, 359 people with no bed at the height of the summer. We thought this was a winter problem.
And that's the great myth, Audrey. And this is a 12-month of the year problem. When it started, it certainly was a winter problem, but it is now 12 months of the year. And in fact, some of the greatest days with the greatest numbers of patients on trolleys have been in July and August in any given year. So this is a myth. Unfortunately, it is... that myth is perpetrated throughout the healthcare system. So when people talk about winter planning, they seem to forget that this is a 12-month of the year problem.
And is it the same underlying problems feeding it? Not enough staff, not enough beds?
It's mainly a capacity problem. Now, there's no doubt that the patients that we admit during the summer are somewhat different than the patients we admit during the winter. We get more respiratory problems in the winter. But many of the conditions don't have a seasonal variation, strokes, heart attacks, abdominal pain, chest pain, whatever it be, they will come any day of the year. I think the underlying problem is capacity. So we have an increasing demand on the service at a time when the capacity isn't big enough to address the issue. So we can't both deal with elective activity, scheduled care, and unscheduled care simultaneously. And that has been a problem that's been identified repeatedly, but has not been addressed.
The INMO and the HSE, they agreed earlier this year, late last year, to put in place new emergency measures. Have they made much of a difference?
Well, arguably the situation might have been worse but for them, but I don't think that they can be said to have solved the problem, clearly. The reality is that we need to fix the underlying problem. All that's happening with that agreement is tinkering at the edges. We need to return some of the capacity that was taken out of the system in the last 6 or 7 years. Somewhere between 200 and 300 new beds have been put into the system over the winter, and that isn't enough given that almost 2,000 beds were taken out of the system during austerity, and we didn't have enough beds in the system before austerity. So we need to fix that problem, and no amount of talking about it is going to fix it. We need to start investing. And you can't have beds without staff, and as we've all experienced recently, it is extremely difficult to recruit staff to work in the Irish healthcare system.
And Simon Harris is the new minister responsible. Do you have confidence in his ability to be any different from what has gone before?
To be fair, Minister Varadkar understood the problem, but the problem is that it requires investment. And it seems that the health service is just regarded as a basket case that just consumes money rather than something that we have to invest in. If we want to have beds, the most basic requirement for the patients of this country, we need to invest. And Leo Varadkar understood that. Simon Harris, I have no doubt, understands that. But other people, particularly in public expenditure and reform, those people that ultimately control the purse strings, they also need to understand this.
And meanwhile, you have continuously given us very stark figures for the numbers of people who die as a result of overcrowding. You've done that on a number of occasions. And again, is it the ageing population, the older people who come into hospital, who perhaps have to wait long time for a bed to get treated, are they the most vulnerable?
They are certainly the most vulnerable, as are people with chronic pre-existing medical conditions. Clearly, as you get older, you're much more likely to have a number of pre-existing medical conditions. So, whatever about somebody in their 50s, once you get to your 80s, you may have 4 or 5 different medical conditions ongoing, which then, when you have a crisis, causes, the disasters that we see. And if you have a patient who's on a trolley for a prolonged period of time, and if you're over 75, we know the outcomes are particularly bad. And we know that information exists, the evidence exists from Ireland. So this isn't speculation or isn't based on other people's research. We know this from Ireland. So until and unless we have enough beds to admit people when we need them to be admitted, and we can have them admitted in a timely fashion, then we're going to have deaths that would have otherwise been avoided.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Fergal Hickey there, consultant in emergency medicine at Sligo University Hospital.